Medtronic, searching for runners who benefit from medical technology to run in the Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon. Application and information available at medtronic.com/globalheroes.
World Briefing was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
Support for WILL comes from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 12:30 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine from Illinois Public Media on WILL Radio and online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. In WILL News at this hour, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker appeared in Springfield this morning, speaking to an Illinois Chamber of Commerce gathering. The controversial Walker was met by a huge union protest outside the hotel where the event took place. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Governor Walker talked about some of the changes that he made in Wisconsin, saying that he got down to business and bragged about what he said are job creators, such as lowering taxes. He said, whereas Illinois is looking to cut Medicaid, he was able to increase it. He said that part of that does take the courage of saying no to union bosses. He admitted this for him was a bit of a campaign stop and said that he'd love for any Illinois business to come on over. Business owners that I spoke with after the event said that they aren't necessarily apt to cross the border and go into Wisconsin, but they say that there are still many issues of grave concern to them, even things such as workers' compensation that Illinois had ostensibly dealt with last year. They say didn't go far enough. That's unemployment insurance and, of course, the income tax increase that affects corporations. They want that rolled back.
That was Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reporting from Springfield. Income taxes are due today to mark the occasion members of the Tea Party have been rallying across Illinois. Yesterday in Springfield, about 100 people gathered on the State House lawn. Eric Hansen is pastor of a local church. He told the crowd the Tea Party has greater concerns than political issues like lower taxes, gun rights, and even abortion.
All of those issues I've mentioned demand our attention and are well worth talking about. However, I believe the issue that will unify us and the battle that must be fought is the war over right and wrong, good and evil. This, listen, is the political issue of our generation.
Most speakers focused on their desire to defeat President Barack Obama in this year's elections, but none of the speakers so much as mentioned the president's likely opponent, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The Champaign City Council takes a final vote on its stormwater utility fee tonight. If approved, the city can start charging property owners next year based on the square footage of the buildings and pavement that prevent rainwater from soaking directly into the ground. Public Works Director Dennis Schmidt says the city plans to use the stormwater utility fee to pay for Champaign's basic storm sewer operations and maintenance. The tax revenue that used to pay for that work is to be used instead on new storm sewer infrastructure projects. One project waiting in the wings is a major improvement to storm sewers, in the West Washington Street watershed, where residents have complained of flooded streets and basements.
We'll be doing what we've done in a lot of other projects. We'll be building a detention basin, and then we'll be constructing large storm sewers. And what we end up doing here is we just end up moving the flooding problems that are occurring in people's basements and street intersections. And with the larger pipes, we move that water then into the detention basin and store it.
As it's currently proposed, Champaign's storm water utility fee will cost most homeowners about $5 a month. Larger properties will pay fees based on the size of their impervious areas. Schmidt says he expects some city council discussion on the exact rate, especially since the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce has proposed a lower rate for large properties. Meanwhile, the Urbana City Council will vote soon on its own stormwater utility fee. A committee-level discussion is planned for next Monday, with a final council vote coming in early May. The Urbana City Council has unanimously approved an agreement with a consultant as the city moves forward with municipal electric aggregation. New York-based Good Energy already represents one quarter of Ameren's residential business customers, or 53 towns and villages, as it tries to negotiate lower power rates. The consultant says the large bidding pool will result in a competitive bid that Urbana couldn't negotiate on its own. Despite his approval, Alderman Dennis Roberts cited some concerns with hiring a middleman while the city laid all the groundwork.
Would it be efficient for us, and would we get all of the services and expectations that the city had defined? And we're making some modifications of our perfect scenario goals to look seriously at the good energy solution.
Alderman Dennis Roberts. But Mayor Laurel Pressing's chief of staff, Mike Monson, says the clincher for him was that Urbana can cancel the agreement if it doesn't like the negotiated price. Good is expected to charge a fee on each kilowatt hour of energy used by customers, amounting to about $75,000 annually. But the consultant says it will also negotiate a fee for the city that would generate twice that. Champaign City Council tonight faces its own vote on an electric aggregation plan. Residents in each city last month approved referenda backing the program. A mother with two children in Champaign schools is the newest member of the Unit 4 School Board. Ileana Savely was chosen by school board members last night to fill the seat left vacant by the death of Greg Novak. The vote was unanimous. The 33-year-old Savely works for the Social Security Office in Decatur. She was among eight candidates interviewed for the seat during last night's Champaign School Board meeting. Savely was appointed to serve until next April. At that time, an election will be held to fill the school board seat for the final 2 years of Novak's term. That's our noon hour look at WILL News. Our next report comes this afternoon during All Things Considered at 4:30.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of its members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available on the web at uiecu.org.